So anyway, I do have a lot of experience in dealing with nonprofits and the risks that y'all face. And the reality is they're a lot like every other type of business risk. When I talk about risk management, maybe one of the most important things you can take away today is there's no such thing as security. There is no such thing as true security or being secure in today's world. I got into cyber law with Y2K in 1999. The reason it was not as big of an issue as we expected is because it was a problem that could be fixed. It was a coding error that could be corrected. Cybersecurity is not a problem or an error in that sense. Cybersecurity is human nature. It is bad people trying to attack and engage in warfare against our organization. At the end of the day, that's what it is. And there's no one thing you can fix, no one solution, because just like in warfare, it adapts, it evolves. And whatever is working at one point, we try to fix it. It's like whack-a-mole. And then they adapt and they try something else. We see this mostly with ransomware right now. So I'm going to use the ransomware example as we go through some of this. But back to my point about why a lawyer. When you look at all these names that just popped up on your screen, all these companies that have been in the public eye because of cyber events and data breaches, you just have to ask yourself, why do you know about this? Why do you know about the cyber events that happen to these companies? Because the laws mandate that when there is a data breach within a company or an organization, any entity, they must disclose that publicly. That is a legal issue and a regulatory issue. It's enforced by multiple agencies, the state's attorney generals, to the FTC, to HIPAA, or HHS, if you deal in healthcare, on. And so it's a legal and a regulatory issue. And if I do my job well, one of my greatest goals is to come in, look at your event, and help you analyze that in a way that hopefully we don't have to go down the public notification process. Hopefully we can do the investigation, gather the information we need to show it was not a data breach that required public notification, but that's something we don't know till we get well into it. Here's just a list of many of the different laws that come into play a lot of times. A couple that many are obvious and a lot of you have already heard of them, but some that you often don't think about are the PCI implications. So if you accept payment cards and you're part of the payment card industry or the PCI controls and system, the amount of risk that can come from that is perhaps greater than all these others combined. If you're dealing in a volume of payment cards, the contracts, people don't realize the contracts we enter into and agree when we say we will protect this information, we will give you notice if we have an event, all of those types of things, those are law. That's the law between the parties. So when you're getting these contracts that have a data privacy addendum on them, and that impose these certain obligations, that means something. It means that if you tell them you'll give 24 hours notice, you need to know about that obligation so you can tell me when I come on the scene so you can start getting into that and we can deal with it quickly. And I'm just putting this up here as just some food for thought for you to think about. Whenever you're dealing with, donors or people like that, you got to know what the arrangements are, what the obligations are. What are you promising? Do you have a website that has a privacy policy that's making representations? All of those things you have to know and understand because they come into play in how you protect your information, your network, and how you comply if you do have an event that impacts it. So one of the pushbacks I've been hearing from all organizations, especially smaller to mid-size, since really the early 2010s or so, is, our data is not that valuable. The information we have, nobody wants. It doesn't have a lot of value on the black market or whatever else, or we don't have that much of it or whatnot. The hackers figured out a way around that, and it's something called ransomware. And of those of you who are here, how many of you have heard of ransomware?